The UN Special Coordinator of the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov, began his address to the Security Council by expressing his concern regarding recent developments in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. According to media reports, Israel has recently given the go-ahead to build 1,000 new settlement housing units in the West Bank. The U.S. President Donald Trump has also reportedly said he was not committed to the two-state solution. The Middle East Quartet, which consists of the UN, the United States, the European Union, and Russia, and the Security Council have clearly outlined what is needed to advance a sustainable and just peace, Nikolai Mladenov recalled.
The two-state solution remains the only way to achieve the legitimate national aspirations of both peoples. Israel can take the necessary steps to stop settlement expansion and construction in order to preserve this prospect, while the Palestinian leadership can demonstrate their commitment to tackling the challenges of violence and incitement on their side. This will create an environment that will facilitate bilateral final status negotiations that the international community can support.
The Israeli-Palestinian peace talks broke down in 2014. Meanwhile, the permanent representative of Uruguay to the UN, Ambassador Elbio Roselli, urged the parties to resume direct bilateral negotiations as soon as possible without preconditions. Ambassador Roselli is speaking through an interpreter.
Uruguay, together with virtually all of the international community, firmly supports the two-state solution. And I would like to very clearly say that this two-state solution continues to be the only possible solution, as affirmed yesterday by Secretary General Antonio Guterres, so that Israel can continue and Palestine can continue to live in peace and security. It is not possible to disassociate these two ideas. There will be no just and lasting peace without a two-state solution, nor will the two-state solution be a reality unless the parties create the conditions in which to find a peaceful, negotiated outcome that will be mutually satisfactory and that will put an end to all pending issues in this lengthy conflict.
UN Special Coordinator Nikolai Mladenov also condemned last week's rocket attacks on the coastal resort of Eilat by ISIL extremists and its affiliates, commending the Israeli Defense Forces for their vigilance in preventing the loss of life. He said the incident was a chilling reminder of the need for states to work together and stand firm against terror. The Middle East continues to be plagued by extremism, bloodshed, and displacement, the UN envoy warned, noting that it fed intolerance, violence, and religious radicalism far beyond the region. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is sadly not immune to these regional threats, Mr. Mladenov noted.
There is increasing anger in the street, and radical views are hijacking the discourse as moderate voices are increasingly vilified and cast aside. It is critical that we all understand that we must never allow the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to drift into the abyss of the extremism and radicalism sweeping the region. Palestinians, Israelis, and the international community have a duty to act responsibly, avoid escalating tensions, refrain from unilateral actions, and work together to uphold peace.
The parties are back on a high-stakes collision course because most actions taken of late are unilateral, Mr. Mladenov added. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.